Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. This podcast is being sponsored by Get Loopy. On episode 41, you can hear the story of Isabel, the co-founder and CEO. Get Loopy, get a 20% discount off your first order. Getloopy.com. Take It From The Iron Woman. We have spoken to Lara before. She is from Brazil. She was working with the Olympic movement, and now she has a new venture. Lara, what is it that fills your days and fills you your heart with passion and enthusiasm? I know we spoke a few weeks ago and it was just so beautiful to see you moving into something different. What is it?
Thank you for having me again, Suzanne.
You have done a lot of self-work and it seems like you are also sharing that with others now.
That's precisely it. I really admire the work that coaches do with clients. Did particularly choose one specific entry point of coaching. It's called soul coaching. The aim of soul coaching is to align your inner life with your outer life. So its primary aim is to clear away like any inner debris. You can discover your own inner wisdom. And this process of becoming self-aware, understanding how one understands and attributes value to what is being perceived through experiences, relationship dynamics, and so on, injects such a humility as well as confidence in a unique stance to the person's presence and journey through their multiple layers of interactions that has been incredibly empowering to be able to not only learn more about it, but also be able to go through that journey, facilitate that journey for others.
And how it seems like it's a passion of you. How did you find the right tools in a way? I'm curious about that.
It was inspired by many people throughout my own journey, one of them most recently being a soul coach named Coco Alexandra. And she happens to live in Hong Kong. And she has such a beautiful way of connecting with people and sharing her gifts and opening space and inspiring people to be more of themselves. That I was like, you know how there are people in life that you just look up to and you're like, I want to have what she has. I was like, I want to have more of that. You know, I want to have more of that joy. I want to have more of that clarity. I want to be able to not only experience that, but I want to be able to share that with others. Through following her, I was curious to know what soul coaching meant. And through synchronicities, it just happened that it was a point during the quarantine in which I had my family and I, we've been extremely conservative with the quarantine since March for multiple reasons. But it got to a point that I was like, I do need some time for myself away from the routine that now I got to truly enjoy with my family. It's been a gift that we've had so much quality time together, but yet it was like missing a little bit of time with myself. Through those synchronicities, I found a course that was coming up within 3 days of my finding in a beautiful farm in Pennsylvania. It would have all this space to ourselves, and it felt safe enough for me to slip away from a quarantine for a little bit and get that time for myself. Through this experience, I also met three other incredibly inspiring women who has been such a source of strength and encouragement for me to keep going on this path.
That's beautiful to hear that through synchronicity that you find your calling. Sometimes you have a call these days on Zoom and you're like, wow, this felt so good. So you even pick up that energy over Zoom. And last week I had a call with my group and they said, it's very hard to pick up the energy on Zoom. But I said, I can pick up the energy. So I think it's maybe you need to be in tuned of how you can pick up the energy from others. And it's possible.
Absolutely. There is this life universal force that permeates all of our beings. And what we think, what we feel can be very different of how we show up. Even before we speak our first words, how you enter the room, you're already affecting the energy of the room. Through Zoom, the same thing. The moment that camera comes up, however you are sitting or positioned yourself, that is already, before you speak your first word, that is already translating how you're showing up that day. That is already like sharing an energy with the people whom you're sharing that space.
We said like, my energy work does not align with the sports. And I think actually it does really well align with the sports because we cannot be running or biking 24 hours. Some people do, but it's also about the healing process and it's about the good energy that we need as an athlete, even as me, as a weekend warrior, as I call myself. I know a lot of people are running through injuries and you said you can get to the source. So sometimes when your foot is hurting, it's like maybe you can't move forward in your life.
100%. And that is also now being explored by neuroscience as well, with how much of our thoughts impact our body experience. Mm-hmm. And there's such a diversity also in embodied experiences and how much of that translates what's actually going on in our minds. Mm-hmm. So many times you can have this stiffness on your back or your lower back, like in your neck or your lower back, and you may be thinking, maybe the source of that pain are thoughts of this person or my family or at work, my colleague, they don't have my back. Mm-hmm. Or I have to bear this weight, or I have to be responsible for this within my family. And it feels like that the weight of that responsibility is all on my shoulders. That kind of narrative really translates energetically. It happens before it comes into a body. It translates within your auric field, like a heaviness of you, and you're going to carry that heaviness mm-hmm. wherever you go with you. Eventually that goes into a physical pain. Mm-hmm. And eventually that translates into a physical ease.
So with my example, 5 or 6 years ago, I tried to do surfing and I fell on my lovely behind. And still, when I sit too long, it still flares up. So I'm like, what is this? So Lara, I need some help there. It's impacting when I sit too long. It's just not a good feeling. But I said runners should not be doing surfing probably.
We all carry memories mm-hmm. of pain's past, right? And they can be memories that are in your mind or they're actually in your muscles. There are many different ways for us to address those ailments. Mm-hmm. And there are proactive ways and there are palliative ways. There are many different entry points into addressing it. One of the ways that I've recently been further exploring is energy healing. And energy healing can help you eliminate some of the blockages around that memory in order for you to be able to release that experience, release that memory, release that pain.
Let's hope. But the surfing was fun. I have to say, I tried something new and I was like, actually on the first wave that they helped us to get on, I was able to stand on that board and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I conquered many things like Mount Kilimanjaro, Ironman, and the surfing. But maybe the message was like, it's not for you and I don't need to surf like everybody else.
Or maybe the message could be try another time.
There might be a message like just enjoy the water. And yeah, you offering the Reiki to many people. And what have you heard like testimonials from people? I'm just curious. I know a lot of people say, oh, what is this? And how can this help you? But I know it is really beneficial and it heals a lot of people.
Reiki means universal energy and life force. It has a lot of different names and a lot of practices that harness that universal life force. It could be, I believe it can be called universal energy field, chi, prana, bioenergetic field, kundalini, vital energy. There are many ways of practicing and addressing this universal life. And Reiki happens to be one of them. Through Reiki, I've been offering long-distance healing to family and friends, and slowly there's an increased interest of from people who are just hearing about those people's experiences. They're like, I would love to be able to experience that, and they're reaching out. The experiences are extremely individual, it's a very personal experience because of the uniqueness of each of our experiences in life, each of our journeys in life. You're going to get to experience what you need out of that session. So far, the testimonies have ranged from, I feel extremely peaceful. I'm experiencing like real joy after the session and I can't explain it, even with the skepticals. And to like, why do I feel this tingling sensation all around me? I'm very nervous about this. I feel like I need to sleep to rest. I feel like I need to cry. Some people have had like very deeply emotional experiences in which they couldn't explain it themselves. But at the same time, days later, they were like, that has been one of the most cleansing, liberating experience, and I feel so much lighter. Others, they just sleep through it. I have someone who slept through it who was like, I wasn't sure about it, and then I ended up sleeping through it. But then I woke up 3 hours later, and it has been the most restorative sleep I've had in years. And I feel like something have been pulled from me. Like a lot of people experience feeling lighter afterwards.
I like what you said. It's sometimes we cannot explain what it is for other people. And what I see in coaching, everybody thinks, and that's like the outer world. When you talk about the inner and the outer world that we want to work on, people think like, I have to change now. And I always say, it's not like a light switch that's on or off. Everybody is transforming at a different space and a different speed. And sometimes when people really are desperate to change, nothing is happening. I think we need to let go and be okay with what's coming our way. And we need to be open to invite that into our lives. And I think in our Western world, we're so tuned into results and success and numbers that this work is maybe a little foreign to some people.
It is certainly foreign to a lot of people. And at the same time, especially now with so many people under this emotional and psychological distress.
Thank you so much. This is really inspiring. And what I hear is it's not a light switch that goes on or off. It's a lot of work. So when you think in sports, you don't go from zero to a marathon. You have to train. It's a long journey. And that's with everything. That's internal, so it takes some time. So thank you so much, Lara, for sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
How inspiring to talk to Lara. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't forget to order Get Loopy. GetLoopy.com. You get 20% off your first order. Take it from the Iron Woman is also a book, and it can be ordered on Amazon as an ebook or a paperback. Don't miss out on many more episodes. There's something for everybody.